As you lie yourself back, you can settle down and begin to relax and just make yourself nice and comfortable. You can notice the weight of your head resting there on the pillow. Be aware of your head relaxing back on the pillows, knowing that it can fully support the weight of your head, so you don't have to hold any stress or tension in your shoulders or neck. You can just let your head rest back, nice and relaxed, and let go. And you can relax your shoulders too, because you know that that bed will fully support you. It can take your full weight, your full height, every muscle, every fiber of your being, as you just relax back onto the bed, fully supported. Because now is the time for you to do nothing. You don't have to be anywhere. You don't have to do anything. You can just lie back and relax. And your mind can drift and dream as you hear all the sounds around you. The sounds outside. None of these things need to distract or disturb you, as they comfortably remind you that the world is safely still turning. And you can allow yourself a moment to just relax, rest, and let go. You can let go of any tension in your stomach or across your shoulders. Ease off those muscles in your back and down your spine, and along the muscles in your legs, down through your ankles and all the way to your feet, your toes, even your arms and every finger, loosening and relaxing, perfectly at ease, drifting and dreaming with your thoughts as you pay attention to your breathing, that gentle rise and fall that happens all by itself. And with every breath you take, and with every word I speak, you can just let go. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to imagine certain things. But it doesn't matter if you find you can't imagine all the things I'm asking you to. You might even find your mind wandering quite a bit, so that my voice just fades into the background, but that doesn't matter either. The sound of my voice is going to continue to relax you, and it really doesn't matter if you don't hear a word I say, because very soon now, you're going to be more relaxed than you have ever known. Imagine yourself standing on the very top of a green hill on a tropical island. You can feel the warmth of the sun on your head and shoulders, and can see the long grasses around you moving slightly in the gentlest of breezes. When you look down the hill, you can see a narrow, winding path that disappears into a small forest. And beyond the forest, you can see the ocean, with sunlight from the clearest of blue skies glancing off the tops of the waves in the bay, so that the whole ocean seems to shimmer and sparkle. You begin to move lazily and easily down the path, with the ferns and grasses brushing gently against your legs as you pass. And you just catch the faint smell of salt borne in on the breeze, and become aware of the distant sound of the ocean on the shore. Maybe hear seabirds calling faintly from a long way off. You marvel at the deep sense of calmness and tranquility that sweeps over you as you move on down and down towards the forest, moving so easily, so effortlessly, you feel almost as though you're walking on air. And in no time at all, you find yourself drifting through the trees, their leaves closing overhead to form a canopy, their branches making an irregular pattern against the clear blue of the sky. It's pleasantly cool in the forest with the gentle sound of birds singing, echoing faintly, and the scent of the trees and undergrowth relaxes you still further as you move easily into the inviting depths, becoming lazier and lazier with each step you take. You can hear a stream somewhere, its gurgling sound gradually mingling with the sound of the ocean. As you follow the winding path down and down towards the beach that you know is in front of you, weaving through the trees and brushing aside the occasional piece of foliage, until quite suddenly you feel the warmth of the sun on your head and shoulders again, and you find yourself on a beautiful deserted beach. A beautiful golden shoreline sweeping away in a gentle curve in front of you to a distant point where the trees seem to come right down to the shoreline, so that their branches actually seem to overhang the ocean itself. You can feel the sand warm between your toes as you stroll lazily across the broad beach to the water's edge. The sand becomes a darker golden colour when you get there, and you enjoy the change to a moist, firm coolness beneath your feet as you wander along the shore, leaving a lazy trail of footprints in the sand behind you. Every so often, a larger than usual wave sends rivulets of water foaming around your feet. And as they recede, you notice how the sand is washed away from tiny coloured pebbles, glinting like jewels in the sun. The smell of the ocean, the sunlight on the waves, the sound of the water hissing over the sand. All these things seem to create a sense of timelessness for some unknown reason. And you find yourself a comfortable position, a grassy hollow maybe, to just sit and gaze out across the rolling depths to the horizon. Trickling warm golden sand idly through your fingers. There's a faint haze which makes it difficult for you to see exactly where the sky stops and the ocean starts. And as you try to fathom it out, you see a small white cloud appear from somewhere near the horizon. It comes towards the island quite quickly, growing larger as it approaches, until it's immediately overhead. The largest, fluffiest, whitest cloud you can ever remember. And you somehow know, just by instinct, that you can let all your worries, all your cares, all your fears just drift up towards this large white cloud. You can actually see them drifting away from you in a long, slow spiral, maybe like smoke from a bonfire, just spiraling away from you towards this large white cloud. The cloud absorbs all your worries into itself, swallowing up all your fears and anxieties, and becoming steadily darker all the time. until just as it reaches its darkest, just as the last part of that spiral of your worries and cares disappears inside it, the sun bursts through, dispelling every one of your worries, every one of your fears and anxieties to the edges of the universe, leaving you totally relaxed and perfectly at ease with yourself, without a single care in the world. And now, all your troubles and cares have floated away from you. You settle yourself down into a comfortable position and just drift off into a deep and relaxing sleep. And while you sleep, you have a dream. You dream you're walking down a long corridor, stretching away in front of you in a long, gentle curve. So long that you can't actually see the end of it. But you know that this corridor is in the very depths of your subconscious mind, in the part of your mind that knows just what to do and just how to do it. And as you begin to move along this beautiful corridor, becoming even more relaxed, even more lazy, you realise that time and space are beginning to lose their meaning. And slowly the walls of the corridor seem to dissolve, leaving you in a large room. The room is full of gentle golden light that relaxes you still further. And you suddenly realise, with a surge of inspiration and pleasure, that what you once saw as limits are merely stepping stones to greater success. It suddenly dawns on you, with a surge of joy and anticipation, that what once seemed to you the limits of your personality, of your skills and abilities, are nothing more than stepping stones to even greater success. One wall of this room is like a huge television screen with words and images flashing across it too fast for you to see. And you realise that this is information being transmitted to different parts of your mind and body. And you use your mind to will it to stop. And as you do so, the screen clears and the word ready appears in large flashing letters. And now your mind is prepared and receptive to what I'm saying to you, and what I say will be accepted and acted upon by your subconscious. It will have a steadily increasing effect upon the way you think, the way you feel, and the way you behave over the coming days and weeks and months. In the coming days and weeks, your thoughts will often turn to the consideration of important decisions you have to make, and important problems for which you have yet to find a solution. Even when you're not consciously thinking about these topics, your mind will continue to deal with them, so that when your attention returns to them once more, you're going to be surprised and delighted at how many potentially useful ideas you're able to come up with. And some of these ideas are even likely to catch you by surprise at times, emerging into your awareness while you are thinking of something else. They might even enter your dreams at night, or you might wake up with some of these new ideas in mind. But regardless of how they make their appearance, they're going to be very helpful and beneficial to you. Now, while you are pondering on these thoughts, I want to tell you a story. Once upon a time, there were two trees growing by the bank of a river. A tall tree and a small tree. And that small young tree, it knew how to wave and dance in the breeze. It knew how to be very flexible. And when the wind blew, it enjoyed changing its perspective. It enjoyed just dancing and moving, moving and dancing. It would see so many things when it changed its perspective. And that big tree was so inflexible. It used to envy the small tree. But it was a little bit scared of changing its perspective. It was a little bit nervous about it. So one day, it asked the small tree, "How do you do that? How do you change the way you see things? Change the way you enjoy things?" And the little tree said, "Well, you must kind of let go. And you just let it happen." And so the next time, when that wind blew, the big tree really wanted to let go. And the little tree said, "You can do it. You can make those changes. No need to be afraid. Your roots go down deep in the ground and you can have inner stability, even though you're moving with the winds of change, enjoying the dance, that inner dance of life, and you can allow that to happen all by itself." And that big tree was so happy, feeling its way into a new way of seeing things. And because it had a new way of seeing things, it also had a new way of recalling things, bringing back images when it wanted to recall the dance. And that big tree also learned, as it got more flexible in its behaviour and its perceptions, that what it thought was the horizon was really only a limitation it was placing on itself. And as it danced and swayed and danced, it could see further and further, fields beyond towns. It could even see the sea in the distance. And it was so happy to have a new way of seeing things, so happy to know that it could recall a new way, pleasant images, pleasant memories. Now, of course, you will always try to make sure you have sufficient information on which to base any final decisions. And you will always want to check out these new ideas to make sure that they are practical, just as you would check out information from any other source. You will also continue to be aware that sometimes the best decision is a decision to wait or to secure additional information before acting. But nevertheless, you are going to be surprised and pleased at how much more clearly and creatively you're going to be able to think, and how much more confidently and effectively you'll be able to deal with the issues and problems which lie before you. This may be your time to sleep, therefore just sleep. But if not, in a moment I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And when I reach 5, you'll awaken, feeling refreshed, calm, confident and self-assured, secure in the knowledge that you have all the capability and capacity that you need to move things forward in the way that you want to over the coming days and weeks and months. Secure in the knowledge that you will be able to let go of thoughts and feelings that no longer serve you, so that you can achieve the things you want to achieve. 1. Feeling the couch beneath you, you're beginning to come back. two. Feeling the blankets on top of you, feeling the energy starting to flow through your body. Three. Becoming aware of your breath once more and the sounds in the room, more and more awake. Four. Just beginning to move your fingers and feet. Feeling the energy running through your body more now. Five. When you're ready, opening your eyes and gently coming back to the present moment. That's it. Wide awake.